Thank you, everyone. Looking at this picture on the slide, I believe one question comes to mind. This is a stockpiled conventional polyethylene-based mulch, commonly known to as black plastic. And you clearly can tell that this is not sustainable. After usage, these are contaminated with soils and cannot be used recycled. Another problem is sometimes disposal facilities are not available, and therefore farmers tend to stockpile these on the field, and rainfall wind can carry these to land water bodies, polluting, causing a lot of environmental problems. An alternative method would be to use biodegradable mulches, and the intent would be to throw them into the soil. And that leads us to ask, what would be the long-term impact on soil quality? And that is some aspect that my project seeks to answer. Also, we want to know, would they undergo complete degradation, or they would just break down into fragments and leach into the soil and pollute groundwater? And therefore, we have lysimeters installed, and we are collecting leachate samples, and we analyze for mold particulates. And also, we do isotope analysis to distinguish between the sources of carbon that are being leached into the soil. We use mulches mainly for maintaining microclimate conducive for plant growth. And these mulches, I have 5 different biodegradable mulch types, and they are composed of different materials, meaning they will exhibit different ability to maintain climate. My experiment is also ongoing at 2 sites, one at Mount Vernon, Washington, and Knoxville, Tennessee. Tennessee is so warm. Mount Vernon is a bit colder. When a mulch is able to retain much heat, it's going to be profitable, let's say, in Mount Vernon, but not in Tennessee because of excess heat accumulation. And therefore, we have soil temperature data. We know our solar radiation, we know air temperature, and we have mulch installed right underneath, we have sensors installed right underneath the mulches. That will help us to know the heat or thermal diffusivity to the mulch. And we can do modeling work to estimate heat flow or know the heat flow dynamics to the mulches. And as expected, soil moisture was lower in the no mulch compared to the biodegradable mulches. And as I have said, I have deliberately left out the effect on crop productivity and also comparison between the different effects. Just visit me at my poster 1605 and we can talk more. But it was so interesting in terms of trying to model this. Plant cover would kind of intercept solar radiation, and this creates a lot of dynamics, making it so beautiful when you are trying to analyze this data. Okay, thank you.
Have questions for Henry?
Did you validate your sensors with the laboratory data, or you just got your sensors directly based into the field?
Sorry. Please, can you repeat the question?
Did you calibrate your sensors with whatever you have used in the study, either the moisture or the temperature or some other soil property, with the laboratory data, or you just the value?
No, we did soil-specific calibration and instrument-specific calibration. We have about 34 instrument sensors, and we calibrated for each instrument. And that's also something that is interesting that is not the focus of this paper, so I didn't want to go into it.
And we have time for probably 2 more questions.
Okay, effect on temperature. Well, I will talk about it. I'll talk about just temperature. The black plastic relatively retained much heat compared to all the mulches that we evaluated. But like I said, Tennessee was so warm, and therefore it was excess. But it was beneficial, and actually the black plastic was the high yielding in Mount Vernon, Washington. So that's why I brought in the modeling effect. If you're able to model, you can make recommendation of the right type of mulch depending on your location.
Okay. Thank you, Harry.
Yeah, thank you.
And our next speaker, Yuan Wu, cannot make it here today, but the poster will be in the poster session from 4 to 6 p.m. this afternoon in the Exhibit Hall BC. And I think his advisor, Dr. Henry Lin, will be at the poster to answer questions if you'd like to pay a visit there. Okay, so, did you just freeze up here? Okay.